Democratic state legislative candidates say the only way to repeal Indiana's near-total abortion ban is by electing Democrats to the state house. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports candidates issued a call to action Thursday, the day the ban took effect.
Joey Mayer is running against a House Republican incumbent in a suburban district north of Indianapolis. She says she's been shocked how, even when she goes door-to-door to talk about economic issues, voters of both parties turn the conversation back to the abortion ban.
If the Indiana GOP had bothered to listen to their own polling or actually talk to the people they represent like we're doing, they would know how far out of step SEA 1 is from what the people of Indiana want.
Republicans insist inflation and the economy are the biggest issues this election. Democratic Senate candidate Andrea Hunley says abortion is an economic issue, too.
When families are concerned about how they are going to pay for gas and how they're going to pay for groceries, they cannot also be concerned about how they are going to feed another mouth in their home.
Republicans are largely expected to maintain their supermajorities in the Indiana House and Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.